informed about the important stuff.
Good morning, this is Clementine and Jules with your 10 a.m. Z-Lines. The Bureau of Meteorology has reported that major flooding in Bundaberg is possible this afternoon and could be similar to flood levels in December 2010, which resulted in the evacuation of hundreds of homes. A tropical low that made landfall last week resulted in heavy rainfall and winds across parts of Queensland this week. Communities in the Burnett River catchment in central Queensland, however, are preparing for the potential of major flooding following a days-long deluge in the area. Bundaberg Mayor Helen Blackburn has called for people impacted by the 2010 floods to prepare today, as flooding is expected to peak this afternoon. Blackburn said, quote, "We don't want people to be alarmed. We just want you to be alert and move if you need to move," end quote. The organisers of Outback Music Festival, Big Red Bash, have ruled out running the event at its usual location west of Birdsville. The Big Red Sand Dune is soaked with water after large amounts of rainfall in the region, a rare phenomenon that, according to local business owners, has brought the area to life. In a statement, the organisers of Big Red Bash said they had not predicted the extent of water inundation at the festival site. Their statement read, quote, "Based on current conditions and local advice, the site will not dry sufficiently by July to enable the event to be held safely in this location," end quote. Ticket holders were informed via email yesterday afternoon that the event organisers were looking for an alternative location nearby. Despite the rain's impact on the festival, Birdsville Hotel General Manager Ben Folliger said the lake, now full of birds and wildflowers, has resulted in a different lure for tourists. Mr. Folliger said, quote, "We're able to showcase it looking absolutely magnificent, something that only happens very rarely," end quote.
In national news, authorities have asked Darwin residents to immediately reduce water usage after pumps at the city's main water supply dam stalled amid flash flooding and continued heavy rain. In a statement on Monday night, Power and Water Corporation said the dam spillway had been overflowing since the new year due to a heavy wet season, and that additional rain caused the flooding of the pump station and associated equipment at 4:30 p.m. Monday's flash flooding and further rain pushed the dam to more than 110% capacity, the statement read. Speaking to the ABC Radio Darwin this morning, John Peace, the acting chief executive of PwC, said the organisation had engineers working into the night to look at alternative options to get the pump station back online. Mr. Pierce said he thanked the community for their patience and that PwC would update them when developments occur. About 2.2 million people visit the 12 Apostles every year, and the government expects that to increase to 3 million a year by 2032. But locals along the Great Ocean Road have been long concerned about over-tourism. The Environmental Minister, Steve Demopoulos, has proposed the imposition of fees to see the 12 Apostles, claiming it will help address crowding and protect the environment, and is in line with the management of other major Australian tourist attractions. The local council and the tourism board agree. Michelle Roney, a Port Campbell resident and a community campaigner, says tourism to the area is so intense that she has to bunker down between November and March. Demopoulos said on Monday that money raised by the fees would partly go towards safety infrastructure at other sites so people don't make unsafe choices. The opposition leader, Jess Wilson, said the Victorian government had implemented the fees because it had, quote, run out of money, end quote, to fund the park's work itself.
In international news, the United Kingdom says it will end study visas for students from Afghanistan, Cameroon, Myanmar, and Sudan, and work visas for Afghans amid a rise in right-wing anti-immigration sentiment in the nation. The UK Home Office said in a statement last Tuesday that following an increase in asylum claims by students on study visas, quote, "an emergency brake on visas has been imposed for the first time on nationals from four countries," end quote. The Home Office reported that the number of asylum applications by students from Afghanistan, Cameroon, Myanmar and Sudan had, quote, "rocketed by more than 470% between 2021 and 2025. Secretary of State for the Home Department, Shabana Mahmood, said, quote, Britain will always provide refuge to people fleeing war and persecution, but our visa system must not be abused. That is why I am taking the unprecedented decision to refuse visas for those nationals seeking to exploit our generosity." End quote. This news comes as civilians living in Afghanistan, Cameroon, Myanmar, and Sudan continue to face conflict, human rights abuses, and mass displacement. For your weather today, Brisbane is mostly sunny. It's currently 26 degrees with an expected maximum of 29. The UV index is predicted to reach 8, which is in the very high band. That's all your news for 10 a.m. We'll be back at 11 a.m. with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook or head to 4ZZZ.org.au.